It's time for the birthday scam. We're going to call Shannon. Recently, a meter man was at her house trying to read the meter, and she wasn't sure who it was and got scared and went and got the family gun. So we're going to call now and pretend that we saw that gun through the window and felt threatened.
Hello?
Shannon, this is Robert with How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm calling you to follow up on a report I had from one of our meter readers who came out to your property not too long ago. And this is kind of a strange, disturbing report, so I wanted to make sure everything was all right.
Okay. But
he was trying to read your meter, and I guess your dogs were freaking out back there.
Uh-huh.
And he saw a woman through a window with a gun.
Yes, because I didn't know who was there, because I didn't hear him ring the doorbell, and it sounded like he was messing with my front door.
Okay, well, this is rather frightening when this kind of thing happens.
Yeah, tell me about it, because I was home alone, and my dogs were freaking out, and like I said, it sounded like he was messing with my front door. I didn't hear him ring the doorbell.
Did you talk to him at all?
No,
okay.
By the time I got to the door, he was gone.
All right, well, he's just doing his job. You know, meter readers are in your yard all the time.
I know, but
so I don't think during the day, especially if you hear a noise, you have to assume someone's breaking in.
Well, the thing is, my husband got mugged, okay? So I was kind of freaked out at the time.
All right.
So,
well, he was very frightened by it to see a woman point a gun at him.
I didn't point a gun at him. I didn't point it anywhere. I had it by my side, down to the ground. I did not point a gun at anybody.
Well, it's probably kind of hard to see through the window, but to him, he thought it was pointed at him.
I did not point a gun at him.
What kind of gun is it?
It's my husband's. I don't know. It's a...
Was it loaded?
Yeah, it was loaded.
Holy smokes. I think that under these circumstances, we're not going to be able to read your meter any further. I think what we would like to do is we're going to put you on a monthly allotment. In other words, we're going to estimate your bill each month, and at the end of the year, we'll take a meter reading. So I think what we'll charge you is $100 a month.
I usually don't even pay over $50. Let me look at my checkbook here.
But see, we won't know for sure, so we're going to have to make it $100 a month.
Because I don't want to pay $100. I mean, do I get a refund or what?
No.
None of my bills are ever that much. I have a $60 bill, a $46 bill. There's no way I'm going to pay $100 a month.
We're not able to read your meter, so how
yeah,
do we
you
know?
You can read my meter.
Well, we can't because you're the lady, the crazy gun lady. You know, we don't want people coming into the yard and have guns pointed at them.
Well, if he's going to go into my backyard and he was freaked out about the dogs, then he needs to ring the doorbell or knock on the door.
Do you even know how to use a gun?
Do I?
Yes.
That's not the point.
Do you?
That is not the point.
Have you ever fired one?
Yes, I have. I've fired many of them.
Okay,
Have
you been through a firearm safety course?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, this is very frightening. There's no way in hell I'm letting one of my men in your yard any further.
Well, then we're going to have to do something else because I'm not paying $100 a month.
Get their head blown off.
The only reason why I was even here is because I just had surgery, so normally it wouldn't be a big deal.
Think about it, though. I mean, what if he is in your yard and you've got your gun, and what if it's that time of the month, you know what I'm saying?
Excuse me?
What if you're a little, you know, a little on edge?
I was on edge. That's why I had the gun in my hand. That's why I even had it out to begin with, because my husband just got mugged.
Guns and PMS don't mix.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a male chauvinist pig, too.
No, I'm not.
You're you are,
you're
by
the
saying
one,
that.
You get cranky, don't you, a certain time of the month?
And apparently you do, too.
I don't need some bitchy Annie Oakley opening fire on one of my men.
I wasn't going to open fire on him. I was just protecting myself because it sounded like he was trying to come in my front door.
Well, I have a confession to make. When I heard about this report, I wanted to follow up on it personally. I came out to your house, and I was peeping in your window at you. And... Okay, let's bring in the husband.
Very creepy.
The perpetrator of this scam.
Hello?
This mother calls and says, we're going to put you on a $100 billing cycle per month because we can't have come out to your house anymore because you nearly shot one of my guys. What happens if you were on PMS and you got pissed off and decided to shoot him? You.
Ooh, wow.
Fred?
Yeah?
Better confess.
God damn it, Fred.
Fred.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, let's set you up with your birthday gift.
Thank you.